This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Joining us in about 40 minutes will be Chase Hughes, Wiz reporter for Monumental Sports Network. We'll get back into the Wiz tumbling down the lottery board. They'll be picking sixth in the upcoming NBA draft. In June. So he will join us at 8:40, and we'll get back into the Caps at 9:20 with Alan May. So I was in the bathroom during the break. I know that surprises nobody. And Denton Day was at the far urinal.
He's at the urinal? He wasn't just sitting?
He was at the urinal. That might be the first time I've ever
never seen him standing.
Urinal. He's not the booger boy, is he?
What do you mean?
I'm gonna put him as a no because of his infrequency at being at the
where there was boogers on the wall.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
I cleaned
talk
it,
about.
And they're back.
Gonna say he is not he's not even on the suspect list because he's too in many, the stalls more often than he is at the urinal.
He'd be like more of like a splatter guy
toilet. I approached him, and AC/DC is playing on 94.7 The Drive in the bathroom. They're playing Back in Black. Mm-hmm. He asked me, did you go to the AC/DC concert last night? I said, no. I mean, I like AC/DC, but not to the point where I would go see them at Northwest Stadium
last night. Yeah,
it's just not going to happen. Though Dan Quinn and Adam Peters were both at the show last night.
Oh, really?
They have a picture together of them posing, throwing up the devil horns. Adam Peters in an AC/DC t-shirt. Dan Quinn, I guess, in his standard Commander's gear.
I could see Dan Quinn there. I didn't know Adam Peters went hard like that, too.
I guess he does. They were hanging out at the AC/DC show. And maybe, like, in between songs, they could have been discussing the breaking news out of Cincinnati that Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson said the team has cut off contract talks amid a dispute regarding a new deal. In a statement to ESPN's Adam Schefter on Monday, Hendrickson said, quote, no communication has taken place between my camp and the organization following the NFL draft in April. So is he still on the Commander's radar? Do you think Adam Peters, in between hearing
for sure,
Shoot to Thrill and Back in Black, and you
it's should probably
be
on everyone's radar,
is thinking about still trying to acquire Trey Hendrickson to boost up the pass
rush? Can you imagine
rush?
If he did pull off a trade for Trey Hendrickson?
Well, Hendrickson he's a stud. He's 30. He's entering the final year of his deal. He's coming off the best season he's had in the NFL. He led the league with 17.5 sacks last year and made All-Pro.
He's a baller, no
doubt. If they can get him for a deep discount, which I doubt you can get him for a deep discount, then sure. Go make it happen.
What's a decent offer that Cincinnati might even consider? But like, if I'm Adam Peters, I pick up the phone and I call the tightwads that run the Bengals. Now, that might be unfair because they paid Ja'Marr Chase, I think, the biggest non-quarterback deal of all time during the offseason. They redid T. Higgins' deal.
And they're paying Burrow.
They're paying Joe Burrow a ton of money. So I can understand them not wanting to give Trey Hendrickson top-of-the-market defensive end money.
But well, even with Trey Hendrickson, they had an awful defense.
Right.
Remember what the Commanders did to him in week 3?
I remember what Lamar Jackson did to them in at least one of the games.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a scorapalooza.
So if I'm Cincinnati, I'm like, yeah, he's a good defensive end and everything, and he racks up a bunch of sacks, but our defense blew chunks.
Right. I'm gonna do my Cakes Peters. I'm gonna call Cincinnati. Got him on the phone here.
Well, can I preface it before you do the call?
Yeah, sure.
Before you call,
I've got them on hold.
Got them on hold. I just want to remind you.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Peters.
Yes.
I'm like the little nerdy intern.
Okay, that's fine. I take input from everyone.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
We've already given up 2 draft picks next year.
Okay.
To the best of my understanding.
Remind me what picks I gave up for next year.
Now I have to look into it. But
run away, minion. Go find that information. All right, I've got Cincinnati on the horn.
Than what you normally would have.
All right, Cincy, we know that Trey Henderson, you're not going to re-sign him. You're not in a position of power. We will offer you our 2026 second rounder and 2027 fourth rounder. That's our offer.
What do you think? Second and a fourth?
A second and a fourth.
I think that offer stinks.
So we're going to have like 2 picks next year?
Well, you're also, you know what else you'll have? I can hang up the phone now. I'm talking to my minion now. You also have a guy who's going to give you 15 sacks minimum if he stays healthy.
I don't believe they have a second round pick next year.
Right.
Got to get him back on the horn. Don't have a second round pick in 2027.
Mike Moore. Listen to me. Can you check the 2026
They gave up a second rounder for Tunsil.
I got it right here.
All right, what do they have next year?
It says they're projected to have their second round pick, but they traded their second and a fourth to Houston.
For Tunsil.
Yeah, and then their third and seventh this past draft. So they're getting Houston second next year, and that's the only pick
they have. So we have Houston second. I have draft capital. I have currency. Deal.
And they did say that it...
So they do have a second.
Hendrickson would garner a fair trade would be a day two package.
That's fine.
That makes sense. I mean, it's 30.
I would throw in Pain or something, too.
Second and a fourth. I think that gets it done.
Second and a fourth and a player.
I would do that. Like that. Heartbeat.
Keep acting like you're giving them pain. You're dumping pain.
Then you're going to have 4 draft picks next year?
Yeah, I'll make the best. You know what? We had 5 this year. I'm going to make the most of my 5.
You can't keep doing that every year, I don't think. I don't know.
If you keep picking the right players, you can survive on lesser picks.
Maybe they have a second from Houston. I didn't think they did, but I don't think they have a fourth next year.
Yeah, we only have a second round pick as of now.
Okay.
So they have a first, a second, a third, no fourth.
Nope, my fourth was in 2027. Yeah. I'm guessing we have a 2027 fourth.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
I need an intern to give me an updated sheet.
You got to throw in a player. You know, that's fine.
We can find a throw-in player.
Yeah.
There's somebody on the roster.
Could even be Payne. But they're not going to
want to
pay
him. If they
want to
take Payne's $20-plus million off of the Commanders' hands, sure.
After a down year.
Have at it. Please take him.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
Should the Commanders make a play for Trey Hendrickson? 800-636-1067 is the number. Look, Adam Peters has been bold with his moves as far as acquiring veteran players. We know this. We've seen the results. He's done it with Debo. He's done it with Laremy Tunsil. He's done it with Lattimore. I think if he had a trade package that worked for the Bengals, that he would do this deal.
It's very feasible because I believe they are still $21 million under the cap.
Right.
Right, currently.
Can pick it up.
And then a lot of people are projecting that Trey's deal would be anywhere between $30 and $35 million per year.
Yep.
So you would basically only have to trim $14 million. So you'd have to rework a couple of deals. That's very doable.
Mm-hmm. Overthecap.com currently has the Commanders at 22.9 of cap space. So $23 million.
So even better. So now you got to rework eleven million.
In that sense, it's always doable. You can always use the pencil, hook a few deals.
It's not outrageous where you can have somebody in and rework a deal and then all of a sudden squeeze out another $11 million for the year.
Yeah, you can figure that out.
It's not a huge hurdle to overcome, I feel like.
Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports ranked the top 5 best spots for him.
Yeah, for Hendrickson.
Then they had Washington 2. The only team they had ahead of him was Detroit.
Okay.
To pair with Hutchinson, but it'll be interesting to see if they are interested.
All right,
if they get Trey, it's on.
Yeah,
it's on.
Then you feel like you've pretty much addressed every spot,
every single need,
pretty much.
You've patchworked the defense. You've added to the offense.
Right.
You just got done going to the NFC Championship game.
You wouldn't just be addressing it. You'd be getting one of the top two or three pass rushers in the entire league.
And it would help the secondary, which seemed to be like a problem.
Right.
Bringing in an elite pass rush like that. I mean, it's so on.
Be a huge upgrade.
You are so ahead of schedule.
Right, and they're already ahead of schedule with Jaden's development.
Yeah.
Like, he's way better than they expected.
They're kind of in win-now mode. You know, like, as everyone talks about, the most valuable commodity, you know, it's a cliche at this point, but is having a great quarterback on a rookie deal.
But it's
so
true. It's,
so you're suddenly in win-now
mode. It gives you so much financial flexibility for the rest of your roster.
You have the inside track. The iron's hot. The iron couldn't be hotter.
Oh, it's
time
so
to
hot.
Strike.
Cakes, you're an ageist, though. He's 30. Does that alarm you?
I don't love the fact that he's already got a 3 starting off his
he
age.
He could have another 3 solid years for sure.
Just need 2 or 3 years of still top level production.
4 of his last 5 years have been double digit sacks. Started his career kind of slow. First 3 years in New Orleans, he only totaled 6.5 sacks.
Yeah, he got better.
All right, let's bang out some
since
of these
calls. Then, 13.5, 14, only had 8 in 2022. 17.5, 17.5.
Also might want to test him. I mean, just putting it out there. I mean, to go from those paltry numbers to high double-digit sack numbers.
You think he discovered some juice?
Maybe he added something to his training regimen. I don't know. Who knows, Cakes?
He found a kit somewhere, throwing accusations his way.
Just slandering him, allegedly.
Let's go to Gary, Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's
Gary.
Up? Hey, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am a little bit skeptical of this. And just follow me for a second, okay? Right. He's a good player, okay? I mean, it concerns me that his defense wasn't that good, but I can't blame him for that you could have said the same thing about the guy from Cleveland that we were hoping to get. His defense wasn't that good.
Yeah.
The problem I have is exactly what you started. I can't forget what one of you said. For reasonable compensation, you don't give up a lot for him, okay? A second day, third day, maybe a fourth and fifth round pick, maybe a third round pick. But the problem is we're chasing our tail here. It's the same thing that happened at left tackle with Laramie Tunsil. If we would have drafted a young left tackle last year, okay, in the second round when we had 3 picks, 2 of them are starting with the teams that that drafted them last year in the second round, we don't have to go out and get a Laramie Tunsil at $27 million and give up 4 young players in the form of draft picks because we missed out on an opportunity to get a left tackle last year. I don't want them to do the same thing at defensive end when there were 2 defensive ends at the bottom of the first round that they could have received under rookie contract. Now we go out and we get Trey Hendrickson. We give up major draft capital, and we have to pay the guy $30 million. I mean, we're chasing our tail a little bit because of missed opportunities, and that's the concern I have with Hendrickson. So he's going to be 30 years old, and I don't know that teams just don't double-team him because we don't have another guy on the other side that they have to be worried about. So that's the concern I have. We've given up 4 players and 20-some-odd million dollars worth of salary cap space with Laramie Tunsil. If we would have drafted a young tackle last year to go along with Jaden, we had a rookie left tackle making $3 million a year under a rookie contract for the next 5 years, and we still have 4 draft picks.
When would we have drafted him, right? Because we had Jaden with the first pick, what, like a second-round tackle?
Yeah, the 2 tackles that went in the second round last year, one went to Baltimore, started every game, and the other one went to Miami, started every game. Mm-hmm. My point is, that if they would have drafted that kid right there, we don't draft Laramie Tunsil. I mean, we don't trade for him, and we have all of that salary cap space, and we have 4 draft picks coming up in the next 2 years that we gave up.
I got it. I mean, thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
I find it hard to criticize Adam Peters. He went from 2024. Your tackles were Brandon Coleman, I believe Wiley was starting a right tackle, unless I'm missing something. And now we're going to have Laramie Tunsil at left tackle, who's, last time I checked, a borderline Hall of Famer, or he may be a Hall of Famer, and you drafted a super athletic right tackle in Connerly to upgrade that spot on your line.
And you could move Coleman from the left to the right.
What are we complaining about?
Yeah, and Adam Peters
gave up maybe too much.
And Adam Peters clearly felt like, okay, Coleman's going to be a really good player for us.
Right.
And he felt like Johnny Newton in the second round last year was too good to pass over.
Right.
And by the way, that was also a position of need because they knew that they were going to end up getting rid of Johnny.
Right. He was going to move on.
Yeah.
I don't know if Hendrickson is the right move. They're a defense that actually was in the top half in sacks. Mm-hmm. Their biggest problem is stopping the run. They were 30th against the run. Now, maybe he's one of those unicorns that's great at rushing the passer and also great at stopping the run. But to me, and I think that that's what they are focusing on, is stopping the run. That's why they added a big guy in Kinlaw.
Yeah.
And look, they were able to generate pass rush. Maybe, you know, it comes from Luvu. It comes from other guys. That wasn't their big problem. Their problem was stopping almost every team's run, but specifically, they got to stop Saquon Barkley.
Agree with that?
Maybe you're right. Maybe he feels like, and just the fans feel like they need an edge rusher. Maybe he feels like we don't need it. You know what I mean?
They feel like they, like,
maybe he feels
on
like
the margins and picked up guys like Dietrich Wise. Like,
yeah, and maybe he's going to move linebacker, or who knows what they're going to do defensively.
Is Marsher? I'm getting somebody to that's a
no,
big.
No, I don't think he's right.
Yeah, they're saying we don't have a second round
pick. Here's the pick. Here's
we have
the
first, a third, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh.
Here was the trade for Tunsil. Tunsil comes here and the 2025 fourth rounder. That was obviously this year.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd they take in the fourth round?
Lane.
Jaylen Lane. Took Jaylen Lane. All right, so essentially Tunsil and Lane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Texans got the 2025 third rounder, 2025 seventh rounder, 2026 second rounder, 2026 fourth rounder.
Mm-hmm.
So the second rounder for next year is going to Houston.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Mar's a donk.
They didn't swap second rounders.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It looks like
he's trying to bet his information with Valdez here.
I'm literally looking at it right now. I typed in Commanders draft picks 2026. The first sentence, the Washington Commanders are projected to have one draft pick in the 2026 draft, which is their second round selection.
Right, that's wrong. Are you reading that?
That's AI. He's reading AI.
You're reading AI BS. If you go to a regular website, you could see what
picks they have. That's the problem with that generation. Yeah, they just believe AI.
Yeah, you're
rocking.
Just reading AI BS, and it's just doing its best interpretation of whatever it can call.
I feel like the Commanders are in a fortunate situation right here because all of these contracts will basically be off the books by the time you try to re-sign Jaden.
I'm just saying we don't have the capital necessarily to acquire him. Unless you want to have like three picks next year.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to give up like a third. I don't know. Maybe next year's second.
I'm ready to mortgage 2027.
Yeah. Let's just keep, yeah.
Right? I kick the can down the road.
Sure. I mean, if you're Adam Peters, you don't even know if you're going to be here in 2027. You probably will be, but you're not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm not
that could
afraid.
Be the next guy's mess.
I'm not afraid to kick the can down the road.
Not at all.
100% chance he's here in 2027.
I think he will be too. All right, we'll continue to take your calls. Do you like Trey Hendrickson possibly being dealt here to the Washington Commanders? He is at loggerheads, that's a really old term, with his current organization, the Cincinnati Bengals. They can't get a deal done. Would he look good in burgundy and gold? We'll take your calls at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.